Yeah, things are about to get a little weird, but I like it.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, my inbox besties, besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com, creator of Email Marketing Fairy ebook, what, with over 50 grab and go email marketing templates from everything from your funnel to a welcome series to, of course, what to send in your weekly newsletters. All you need to do is head on over to katedoster.com/email marketing fairy to grab your copy today. So, guys, this is going to be a different kind of an episode. Now, as you know, we were just wrapping up More Money May. I actually have one more interview from that series, which is going to be live this Monday, that is coming up. But today, I really wanted to get real and vulnerable and kind of raw with you guys, because I feel like, you know, while these episodes are action-packed and basically they are mini courses in themselves, masterclasses, whatever you want to talk about, I feel like sometimes we just need to get like reels. So that's what this episode is about. It's really just me and you sitting down, having a cup of coffee, just really shooting the poop, if you will, as entrepreneurs and things that we go through in our business, a little bit about growing pains and bouncing back and feeling guilty and all of that sort of stuff. So you might hear me feeling a little bit winded, and honestly, that's just kind of nerves that are going out there. But I am adopting the philosophy that June is the new January. And if you're on my email list, you're going to get an email very shortly with my fun finds for May. Yeah, I know. We're a day late on those, which that's fine. And this is all about really letting June kind of be the reset point. I feel like a lot of people, since summer is coming and maybe their kids are out of school or their partners, they just sort of, I don't know, I don't want to say they check out for the next 3 months, but they don't really sort of give it their all. And they're just like, meh, kind of a thing. So I really want to reignite that fire in myself. And if that happens to reignite it in you, then that is super duperly awesome. So that's really what all of my fun finds for May are geared towards for that. So you can head on over to katedoster.com/2 years. There's a link in the show notes, and that will get you my 2 years worth of email ideas, and then you'll be able to get this fun finds as well. And if you sign up and you're like, hey, I didn't get it, just send me an email, support@katedoster.com, and I'll send you my fun finds for May. It's not a problem. So basically, what has been going on, if you are in my one-on-one clients, if you're in my high-level mastermind, if you're my Love Your List students, you kind of already know what is going on, and that is that April and May were very contrasty, as I like to call it. So if you are woo-woo at all and you follow Abraham Hicks, then you're like, contrasty? Like, literally, your ears just perked up. And Abraham Hicks, it is very woo-woo. It's this woman named Esther, and she's channeling people. And if I've turned off, like, all of you, that's fine. You don't have to listen to this episode. And basically, she just, like, answers people's questions. And what had happened this morning is I was just like, you know what? I had a very contrasting April. And contrast, in the way Abraham Hicks talks about it, is contrast isn't good or bad. It just shows you what you want versus what you don't want. So contrast is like, you know, you stub your toe. Well, now you realize that you love it when your toe is not in pain. That is contrast. So I was listening to some Abraham Hicks this morning, which, if you just, you know, YouTube Abraham Hicks and then whatever you're currently struggling with, there's like a gajillion free videos on YouTube. So you can go ahead and do that. And what they were talking about is this gentleman, I think it was a dude, was having this issue where he had a lot of resistance and like negative feelings about an event that happened. Now, he wouldn't share what that specific example was, obviously his own prerogative. And he's just like, how can I stop myself from just circling back? And I've just been really low energy. Like, my ears immediately perked up. I'm like, oh my goodness, like, this is exactly what I've been going through. Like, how weird is that? And she was just like, you know, what should I do? And so Abraham gave this one sentence answer that I have been saying all morning, which it's not that late in the day as I'm recording this. And it just honestly feels like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. And I was like, you know, I want to go and actually just sort of film a little podcast and just talk to you guys about this, because I don't really talk about like the woo-woo spiritual side, but your girl, she's a closeted woo-wooer. And I'm like, maybe somebody else really needs to hear this today. And that's why I was drawn to the microphone and drawn to actually talk about this. And basically what she was saying is, or they, I guess, if you want to say Abraham Hicks is the collective soul, that all you need to say to yourself when you find yourself like in a slump or repeating negative emotions, or like you can't forgive someone, like say your spouse like forgot to pick up dinner and you're still brooding about it like 3 days later, is think of like that emotion that you had about it and literally just say the sentence, "That was then, this is now." Now, you wouldn't necessarily think that a sentence that simple, "That was then, this is now," would have such a big impact, but it has really flipped a switch in my brain, especially this morning. I don't know if it's because the full moon's over now, if it's because it is a fresh month, but hearing that sentence today just sort of flipped everything. So what had been happening is, because I had a really big personal event happen in April and then a really giant one happened in May, things were just going way behind. I was behind on my courses. I felt like I wasn't showing up for my clients. You know, my content was a little bit more sporadic. And I felt like a hot mess. I was all over the place. I was literally, as I told one of my one-on-one clients, I felt scattered. Like parts of me were just shattered everywhere. And I had some hostility towards my spouse. And I couldn't get back in the flow of things. That would make me even more mad, because I know that I like being in the flow. And it was just like this huge long rat race. And everyone's like, "Oh, just like let it be. And when it'll come." I'm just like, no, those sort of tendencies. And when I actually heard that sentence, "That was then, this is now," it just a light bulb. And so I want you to really think about something that's been going on either in your business, whether it's low traffic or your subscribers aren't going there, or you feel like you've been at this for so long and, you know, you have this potential client and you're reaching out to them and it's not working, or you're not getting the recognition that you want. Or it can be something like myself. We were having car issues. That was one of the biggest stumbling blocks that we've had for the past 2 months. And I've just been like, had this story in my head. I don't call them living beliefs. I don't believe that. Like the story in my head that everything with this car had to be hard. And I knew that I was creating the story and I just couldn't stop it because I had so much resentment and anger towards my spouse. And when I heard that sentence, like, "That was then, this is now," just like everything sort of lifted. I'm like, all right, so like yesterday I had the resentment and that was then, but this is now and I don't have it anymore. And I can just release it. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like you wouldn't think that one simple sentence could make that much of a difference, and it did. Now, if you guys are just tuning into Inbox Besties for the first time, I know we've been getting recognized all over the place, which has been super exciting. And thank you guys, by the way, for voting me the number one marketing site on the 100 best solo entrepreneur websites for the one woman shop. I think that is fantastic. And you guys are amazing. I could not have done it without you because it was voting. I'll put a link to it in the show notes, but I beat out some pretty heavy hitters like Amy Porterfield and Jess from over at Just Creative, who I absolutely love. I think she has the All Up In Your Lady Business podcast as well. She has an excellent YouTube channel. I'll put it down below as well. And I really wanted to just sort of take today, even though it is a Friday, and whether you believe that the date matters or not, I really want to give you guys the permission to just let yourself have a fresh start and let yourself just feel better about things. So if there's anything that's going on, you know, it can be your weight, it can be that you're not putting stuff out fast enough, it can be that, you know, things just aren't going away, or it could just be like, you know, your kid had a tantrum and you kind of think they're butt-faced. Well, I think they're butt-faced then, but you know what? This is now, and I'm good. I'm literally just good. So that is it for our special sort of, you know, just entrepreneurial chat and what's going on in my brain. It's nothing necessarily tactical, but I do definitely feel like someone needed to hear about it, and I wanted you guys to know that, like, you're not alone in your struggle. I know that I try to share personal bits here and there with you guys, but when you come to me, you're not coming to hear someone's sob story. You're coming for information, but I really feel like being able to share some struggles, not while I'm in it, but like after it, is really beneficial, because you need to know that not everything is sunshines and rainbows and Instagram filters. that this is how all of us feel and you're really not alone. So that is it. That's all that I have for you guys for this bonus sort of, I'm almost afraid to publish this type of episode. And I think that's what I'm actually going to title this is like, I was afraid to hit publish on this one because it's the truth. It's not things I normally talk about. It's not normally my comfort zone, but I do want to tell you guys that I know you can do this and you wouldn't have been called to the podcast. You wouldn't have had this idea if something amazing wasn't inside of you. And you're going to get there. Because remember, that was then, this is now, and now is all that matters. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.